Good evening. Need I introduce, at the piano, the well-known pianist, composer, linguist, also contains lanolin, Donald Swan. I must be Michael Flanders. We write songs. Donald Swan here writes the music, I write the words. Some of these songs you may possibly have heard in reviews at Glyndebourne and so on. Others you're less likely to have heard unless you've patronised this Palace of Culture before. They're the ones we write that we like to sing ourselves. That's what we're still going to do. We feel we're following this trend towards simplification in the theatres. You know, there have been reviews without scenery, been reviews without costume. But this is a review without scenery, without costume, except what Moss Bros has very kindly loaned to us. Even without a cast, which does make everything very much easier, we find also cheaper. This at the back here, I draw your attention to, is not a curtain. It's a photograph of a curtain by Tony Armstrong Jones. Welcome from both of us to our farrago. Eke out our imperfections with your thoughts, to coin a phrase. Think when we talk of horses that you see them printing their proud hoofs in the receiving earth. I don't think we do actually talk of horses. This song isn't about horses. This one is about buses. Well, buses we've all seen. Great big red things rushing about. We had one outside here, actually, about 20 minutes ago. Did you see it?
I did, yes.
With private on it, looking very lost. I can remember when it was a general. This was long... If you laugh and applaud, it means you're terribly old and we have to go terribly slowly for that. Omnibus, my friend Mr. Swan informs me, comes from the Latin omnibus, meaning to or for, by, with or from everybody, which is a very good description. This song is about a bus. It's wittily subtitled, I thought of this, A Transport of Delight.
Some people like a motorbike, some say a tram for me, or for Bonnie, or me Lonnie. They'd lay them down and deem such means of locomotion seem rather dull to us, the driver and conductor of a London omnibus. Hold very tight, please, ting ting. Hold very tight, please, ting ting. When you are lost in London and you don't know where you are, you'll hear my voice a-calling balls further down the car. And very soon you'll find yourself inside the terminus in a London Transport diesel engine 97 horsepower omnibus. Along the Queen's Great Highway I drive my merry load at 20 miles per hour in the middle of the road.
They like to drive in convoys, we're most gregarious. The big six-wheeler scarlet painted a London Transport diesel engine 97 horsepower omnibus.
Earth has not anything to show more fair.
Mind the stairs.
Earth has not anything to show more fair.
Any more fair.
When cabbies try to pass me before they overtakes, I sticks me flipping hand out and I jams on all me brakes.
Them jackal taxi drivers can only swear and cuss behind that monarch of the road.
Observer of the highway code.
That big six-wheeler.
Scarlet painted.
A London Transport.
Diesel engine.
97 horsepower omnibus.
I stops when I'm requested, although it spoils the ride, so we can shout.
Get out of it, we're full right up inside.
We don't ask much for wages, we only want fair shares.
So cut down all the stages
and stick up all the fares. If tickets cost £1 a piece, why should you make a fuss?
It's worth it just to ride inside.
30 foot long by 10 foot wide.
Inside that monarch of the road.
Observer of the highway code.
That big six-wheeler scarlet painted London Transport diesel engine. 97 horsepower. 97 horsepower omnibus.
Hold very tight, please.
Recently been adopted as the marching song of the underground resistance movement. May we ask, could you hear that more or less all right at the top there? All right for quantity. Nothing we can do about the quality at this stage. Not until Swan's voice breaks, anyway. People make an awful lot of fuss nowadays, don't they, about the quality of the sound they listen to. Have you noticed? They spend all that time trying to get the exact effect of an orchestra actually playing in their sitting room. Personally, I can't think of anything I should hate more than to have an orchestra actually playing in my sitting room. They seem to like it, and it's about them that we've written this next song. I mention this in case any of you think the title is perhaps a little near the bone.